Do Republicans really want him to go? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Missouri Congressman Todd Akin is sticking with his Senate campaign. In fact, based on what I heard him say on Good Morning America, he thinks this debate over his rape comment can help him.
I'm not apologizing for the fact that I'm pro-life.
Those are the magic words. I'm not apologizing for being pro-life. And that resonates with anybody who's ever been ridiculed as uneducated or overly pious just because they hold a sincere belief that life begins at conception. They don't embrace the legitimate rape comment, which Akin has, of course, retracted, but they know what he meant because many of them do feel that rape has been used too often to justify what they consider to be infanticide. And Akin is convinced he has their votes.
I have made the decision to stay in because I believe that we can win this race.
And he must find it particularly galling that the Republican establishment wants him out because while the princes of the party were telling him to go, the platform committee was approving a pro-life platform which is to the right of Sharia law. I can show you the reference in Islam's Book of Destiny where it states very clearly that the angel does not breathe life into the child until the fourth month. And I know platforms tend to be ignored. Yet there it is. It says what it says. It's unabashedly conservative. A lot of people sincerely believe it. And but for one slip, Akin is 100% on board. He doesn't see why he deserves to be shooed away like an insect when he should be welcomed as the only real elephant in the room. Now this.